Canto 2, Chapter 4, Process of Creation, Text 17. Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino.
Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino.
Manasvino Mantra Vidak Samangala.
Manasvino Mantra Vidak Samangala.
Shemam na vidanti vinayar arpanam.
Shemam na vidanti vinayar arpanam.
Tasmai Subhadra Shavase Namo Namaha.
Tasmai Subhadra Shavase Namo Namaha.
Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino.
Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino.
Manasvino Mantra Vidak Samangala.
Manasvino Mantra Vidak Samangala.
Shemam na vidadanti vinayar arpanam.
Shemam na vidadanti vinayar arpanam.
Tasmai Subhadra Shavase Namo Namaha.
Tasmai Subhadra Shavase Namo Namaha.
Tapasvina.
Tapasvina.
The great learned sages.
The great learned sages.
Dana.
Dana.
Para. The great performer of charity.
The great performer of charity.
Yashasvina.
Yashasvina.
The great worker of distinction.
The great worker of distinction.
Manasvina.
Manasvina.
The great philosophers or mystics.
The great philosophers or mystics.
Mantra Vida.
Mantra Vida.
The great chanter of the Vedic hymns.
The great chanter of the Vedic hymns.
Sumangala.
Sumangala.
Strict followers of the Vedic principles.
Strict followers of the Vedic principles.
Shemam.
Shemam.
Fruitful result.
Fruitful result.
Na,
na,
never,
never.
Vindanti,
vindanti.
Attain,
attain.
Vina,
vina.
Without,
without.
Yad arpanam,
yad arpanam.
Dedication,
dedication.
Tasmai,
tasmai.
Unto him,
unto him.
Subhadra,
Subhadra.
Auspicious,
auspicious.
Shravase,
Shravase.
Hearing about him,
hearing about him.
Namaha,
Namaha.
My obeisances,
my obeisances.
Namaha,
Namaha.
Again and again,
again and again.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Shri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Please repeat. Let me offer my respectful obeisances.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances.
Unto the all auspicious.
Unto the all auspicious.
Lord Shri Krishna.
Lord Shri Krishna.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Because the great learned sages,
because the great learned sages,
the great performers of charity,
the great performers of charity,
the great workers of distinction,
the great workers of distinction,
the great philosophers and mystics,
the great philosophers
and mystics,
and mystics,
the great chanters of the Vedic hymns,
the great chanters of the Vedic hymns,
and the great followers of Vedic principles,
and the great followers of the Vedic principles,
cannot achieve any fruitful result,
cannot achieve any fruitful result,
without dedication,
without dedication,
of such great qualities,
of such great qualities,
to the service of this Lord,
the service of the Lord.
Purport: advancement of learning, a charitable disposition, political, social, or religious leadership of human society, philosophical speculations, the practice of the yoga system, expertise, in the Vedic rituals, and all similar high qualities in man, serve one in the attainment of perfection only when they are employed in the service of the Lord. Without such dovetailing, all such qualities become sources of trouble for people in general. Everything can be utilized either for one's own sense gratification or in service of one another, of one other than oneself. There are two kinds of self-interest also, namely personal selfishness and extended selfishness. But there is no qualitative difference between personal and extended selfishness. Theft for personal interest or for the family interest is of the same quality, namely criminal. A thief pleading not guilty because of committing theft, not for personal interest, but for the interest of society or country, has never been excused by the established law of any country. People in general have no knowledge that the self-interest of a living being attains perfection only when such an interest coincides with the interest of the Lord. For example, what is the interest of maintaining body and soul together? One earns money for the maintenance of the body, personal or social, but unless there is God consciousness, unless the body is being properly maintained to realize one's relationship with God, all good efforts to maintain the body and soul together are similar to the attempts of the animals to maintain body and soul together. The purpose of maintaining the human body is different from that of the animals. Similarly, advancement of learning, economic development, philosophical research, study of the Vedic literature, or even the execution of pious activities like charity, opening of hospitals, and the distribution of food grains should be done in relation with the Lord. The aim of all such acts and endeavors must be the pleasure of the Lord and not the satisfaction of any other identity, individual or collective. Sam Sudhira Haritoshana. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.27, the same principle is confirmed where it is said that whatever we may give in charity, whatever we may observe in austerity, must be given over to the Lord, but be done on His account only. The expert leaders of a godless human civilization cannot bring about a fruitful result in all their different attempts at educational advancement or economic development unless they are God conscious. And to become God-conscious, one has to hear about the all-auspicious Lord as He is described in literature like Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashasvino Manasvino Mantravidaksa Mangala Shemam Nivadanti Vinayarapanam Tasmai Subhadra Shavasei Namo Namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Sri Krishna again and again, because the great learned sages, the great performers of charity, the great workers of distinction, the great philosophers and mystics, the great chanters of the Vedic hymns, and the great followers of Vedic principles cannot achieve any fruitful result without dedication of such great qualities to the service of the Lord. Mom Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutum Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shnivadi Paskatyade Satarana. Prabhupada used to give the example of zero. That no matter how many zeros you have, if you add them up, you get the same result, namely zero. Similarly, in our life, we may have so many good qualities from the material point of view, But if they don't help us towards self-realization, they're not really helping us go anywhere. If you have a nice car, but you're using it to drive over a cliff, on the way down everyone may admire what a nice car is about to crash. But after all, your destination is not very auspicious, no matter how nice the car is. You may have many safety features, but if you fall off a big mountain, it won't make any difference. Similarly, the purpose of human life is to obtain Krishna. But people are not interested in attaining Krishna, although they are interested in solving their problems, because everyone feels they have some problem, namely we're going to die. So that's a big problem. Although people don't like to admit it, they feel it's impolite to talk about those things. But ultimately that's what everyone's worried about. And the symptom of dying is that we grow old. So people don't like the fact that they're growing old. They try to cover it over so no one else notices. And then we become diseased, which is also another problem, a symptom of the fact that we might die sometimes. Things are not going perfectly as we desire them. So people are trying to cover over in so many different ways, and one of the ways is they develop all these good qualities. They become expert chanters of the Vedic hymns, hoping that this will protect them from death. When the snake bird comes to bite me, then I chant the mantra and the snake bird will be burnt to ashes. Similarly, executing tapasya, get the digestion working, so I won't die from indigestion. Therefore, everyone's looking for some result, but what is that result they're looking for? Ultimately, is to get free from fear, the fear of dying. Abhinivesha. There are different miseries. The topmost miseries are vidya, because we don't know what's true. Therefore, we develop what's called a false ego. Because we don't have vidya, we have avidya. Therefore, we don't know reality, therefore, avesha. We develop this false ego and we think we're this body. And anyone who thinks of their body, their material body, must be an anxiety. Because no matter how nice a body we have, its ending is not very nice. Leaving the body is not what everyone's looking forward to. Because like yesterday was Lula Sukaburu's birthday, so as I said, we were singing happy birthday, but we never sing happy death day. This death day is not considered a very happy day. And therefore, people are trying so many different ways to avoid it, but the Tevi do Matirna Krishna Paratapsutova Mito Bipadieta Griha Ratana. They're trying so many different ways to solve their problems, but the last way that they're going to solve their problem is by taking shelter of Krishna. We've come here to avoid Krishna at any cost. Better to reign in hell than to serve in heaven. Better to suffer here in the material world, but keep on saying, I'm God. Prabhupada gives the example of the man with the scissors and the man with the knife having an argument, and after the argument became very heated, the man who was arguing on behalf of the knife being better weapon, better instrument to cut things with, took the man with the scissors and threw him into the Ganges. And the man was on the side of the scissors, he didn't know how to swim. But when he was drowning, he put up his two fingers made the sign of the scissor. Didn't matter what happened to him, he was going to win the argument. Similarly, we come into the material world to somehow or another imagine ourselves to be something we're not. And the false ego, avesha, is so strong, in spite of all our problems that have been created, we won't give up. And as soon as we get this avesha, this false ego, then we become the servants of so much attachment and aversion, fighting, struggling against the things we're trying to get and all the obstacles that we think are before us to get what our desired goals are. And although we struggle so hard to get what we want, eventually, even if we get it, then we lose it, and that's even more frustrating. If you have nothing, and you have nothing to lose. There's no ups and downs for someone who has nothing. And for someone who has a lot, then he has so much to lose. He thinks he's going to lose so much. Therefore, the person who has the rich people, the time of death, they suffer much more than the poor people. Because the poor people aren't losing anything. And the rich people, they think they're losing so much. To get what they wanted, they had to struggle so hard. Or even if they were given it, then they become extra attached to it. They must have struggled in the past, in some past lifetime, to get what they wanted. In this lifetime they got it, and they try to enjoy it, become even more attached to it. And then eventually at the time of death they lose it, and they feel great frustration. And if they haven't utilized it in Krishna service, then all they get as a result of all their struggle is that they have to suffer the sinful reactions for not utilizing Krishna's assets properly. But attachment, aversion, people will struggle in the material world, and ultimately the result of all the struggles, they become more and more attached, abhinivesita, and therefore they become even more in anxiety. When will things be taken away from me? Therefore they go to astrology. Am I going to a better period? And if it's not a better period, how much do I have to spend for sacrifices? What kind of gem I have to wear in order to counteract all the bad effects so I can go on enjoying forever? But people don't know Mithirana Krishna Puratatsatova Mito Vipadyeta Griharatana. Although they're trying to solve their problems either personally, take a course in self-help, or from helping others, or by a combination of both. But they never look for Krishna. Because why? Griharatana. Griha means house. So the first house everyone takes shelter is their body. People in the mode of ignorance, they believe if I have a strong, healthy body, my problems will be solved. Even Indra hits me with a thunderbolt, but because I practice abdominal exercises, therefore the thunderbolt will bounce off. My core is strong, I'm all right. So they believe my body is strong, and we may extend that, as Prabhupada says here, into a nice family. My children take their karate classes. So anyone who comes to attack, we have our defenders. We may extend it to the family, nice community, everyone mows their grass, everyone has grass in my neighborhood. And they mow it, they cut it nicely. Everyone paints their house, so I have a good neighborhood. When they fight with each other, everyone has soundproof walls so we can't hear it. And we may extend it to the whole nation or all humanity. But after all, no matter how much we extend it, it's simply the same, an extension of illusion. But Prahlad says, why do people want to extend it? Actually, it's not Prahlad, I guess it's me. Who was it? Is it Matirana Krishna? Yes, Prahlad. So why do they want to extend it? Because Adantagobir Vijitam Tamizram. They believe if they gratify their senses, everything's all right. With a little bit of sense gratification, they'll do anything. But it's leading them to the darkest regions of existence. And it's punat punas charavatit charavanana. It's simply chewing the chews. Yesterday we ate, and today we'll eat. And tomorrow we eat. But it's not that today I'm going to eat something and my sequel will stand on end. It'll be so extraordinary. Every cell in my body will erupt in ecstasy after I eat it. Unless it's prasad, we eat it very Krishna consciously. No, we're looking forward to, at night we look forward to going to sleep, most sane people. But it's not like last night we slept and it was like the most wonderful sleep I ever had. I just got to tell you, I sleep. You can't even remember what happened, hopefully. And similarly mating, you know, it's the thing that everyone concentrates on. But Prahlad Maharaj said, it's tuchava, it's insignificant. No matter how much they glorify it, and how many different ways they figure out how to have mating and all the consequences afterwards. It's not very significant. Otherwise, just like with what was the name of the king who married Sumista and Yayati? So Yayati, even after thousands of years of enjoying with his wives, he was still dissatisfied. It's not that he thought, well, I enjoyed so much, I might as well retire. Now I don't. No. The more one tries to enjoy, the more one is dissatisfied, the more he wants to enjoy. So there's a little bit of enjoyment, which is just like a fire is blazing very hot, and you throw some gasoline on it. You think now we put the fire out. But in another moment the gasoline erupts, the fire erupts even more strongly. So that few moments of satisfaction means few moments of less agitation than I had before, and I call that bliss. But the next moment I become even more agitated. And defending, it doesn't matter how much money one has, no one feels secure in modern society. Everyone is trying to pick your pocket. Everyone is after you. So if you're feeling that everyone's after you, it doesn't mean that you're paranoid. People may be after you. People put their money in the bank and for no reason other than greed, when the government just decides to take it. And what can you do? Nothing. Otherwise they take your life away. Oh, you don't like we took your money away? You're a terrorist. Give the dog a bad name and then hang it. Bad dog, bad dog. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, punat punas charvata charvanana. We look forward today for our adventure, eating, sleeping, perhaps mating, defending. But it was the same thing as had experienced yesterday. We weren't happy yesterday. We weren't happy 10 million years ago. So why do we think we'll be happy today? Or in 10 years from now? I'm working so hard so that in 10 years from now, I'll be able to eat, sleep, mate, and defend very peacefully. I won't have to do anything else but to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. I'll retire to a perfect life of sense gratification. I'll spend 3 hours a day eating, 10 hours sleeping, and an hour and a half mating. And then for the rest of the time, I'll play computer games and kill them. Then my life will become completely perfect. According to the Bhagavatam, then one should understand that these things are not the perfection of life. So many zeros, but if you put a one in front of them, then it becomes significant. Etat samsushitam brahmams tapa traya tikitsitam yad ishvare bhagavati karma brahmani bhavita. Sukadeva Goswami says that it is declared by the learned samsushitam, those who are completely purified, that the best remedy for all the miseries of material existence is to utilize everything in Krishna's service. That the thing that causes a disease like jaundice, too much milk products, can be cured by another milk product with a certain chemical added to it, namely yogurt with some medicine added to it. Similarly, our desire to enjoy the material world and our desire to control the material world so we can avoid the unpleasant aspects of the material world can be cured by utilizing the same energies in the service of Krishna. Therefore, Prabhupada writes that if one is an intellectual, then he can utilize his intellect to try to prove Krishna's existence. Instead of studying the newspapers and the textbooks of the university, one can study the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and try to convince others that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't try to claim that one is God just by a little accumulation of knowledge. Now, because I've learned a few slokas, therefore I know everything. Similarly, if one is a warrior, one has some managerial ability, one should fight for Krishna's cause, try to help organize the Sankirtan movement. And if one has some resources, if one is a Vaishya, then one should utilize those resources in spreading the Sankirtan movement. But after all, the best thing, Prabhupada writes, is to hear and chant about Krishna's name, form, quality, and the pastime. But in the absence of such a tendency, if one dovetails or utilizes whatever energies one has in the Sankirtan movement, the result is that one will actually develop a taste, the hearing and chanting about Krishna. And therefore one can be satisfied, no matter what, whether one is successful or failure, externally, because one always has Krishna's association by incessantly hearing, chanting, and remembering about him. So that's considered actually the success in life. Otherwise, no matter how successful we are externally, if we don't develop our inner consciousness, we'll always be dissatisfied. We'll always be hankering or lamenting, always fearful, always misidentified with our real nature, and therefore not making any progress to getting out of our misconceptions and ignorance. So, we'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
I wanted to ask, how can we develop friendship between devotees, and what should be my attitude towards other devotees and my expectations from them?
Friendship? Well, the best thing is to stop contemplating the objects of the senses. We generally get into fights with people because we're fighting over the same objects. It's mine. No, it's mine. So we give up this false identification that I'm the controller and I'm the enjoyer, then we won't be worried about others, that they're going to compete with me in this material world to control and enjoy the objects of my desires. Then what else can we do with people? Either we can ignore them or try to make friendship with them. If we have the same self-interest, then naturally we make friends with people. If people are helping me achieve something, then they become my friends in the material world. So we give up the idea that people are going to take something away from me. And if they're going to help me achieve Krishna, if I take that as my goal of life, then they become my friend because they're helping me achieve Krishna. And how to make friendships with them? Then Rupa Goswami tells us that the very activities we do with anyone, we either offering gifts or accepting gifts or giving prasad or accepting prasad or telling about Krishna or hearing about Krishna, then we exchange this with the devotees. We become Krishna conscious. If we serve together and we actually get some benefit, we actually become Krishna conscious, the association of devotees, then we'll appreciate their association. If that's our objective. Otherwise, we have some other objective, we may think they're useless. Depends if we were actually want to become Krishna conscious. Anything else? Yes?
May I please ask, how can one actually put devotion in doing activities and not just doing them mechanically, like wearing donkeys, doing this and that, but doing
without devotion? As I said, we have to put ourselves in a challenge. So we actually have to rely upon Krishna. If we're not challenged, it all becomes mechanical. We can do it with our eyes open, we can do it with our eyes closed. We can do it with thinking of the movie I saw yesterday or last week or 25 years ago. Makes no difference. So we have to put ourselves in a position where we're forced to depend upon Krishna. And then that's the only way usually we'll depend upon Krishna. We're forced to do it. So that generally means preaching, because that's Krishna's mission. Try to regulate our activities, which is good. Try to fill the day up with Krishna's service. And then if we're challenged, then we won't have time to be bored. Anything else? Yes?
How do we align emotions with knowledge?
How do we align what?
Emotions with knowledge.
We can't. No, knowledge is meant to teach us how to align our emotions with Krishna. We have emotions, but they're generally bhava sindure. They're all about my body and my mind. So that's very natural. We take ourselves as some kind of hero or heroine in some imaginary drama that we think is going on. And when the hero or the heroine is winning, you think, oh, go for it, yes. Everything's going. And when we think we're losing, we become depressed. Oh, this drama is going to have a sad ending. So therefore, our emotions are all dovetailed with this drama that we think we're going through. But if we take the drama, Krishna, Krishna's gain and Krishna's loss, then it becomes a spiritual drama. So we have to see things in terms of Krishna's interest. We have to see things in Krishna consciousness, how they're related to Krishna. And then our emotions won't get bewildered by thinking of some other drama we think is going on, related to my body, or things related to my body, or even my imagination, watching some movie and identifying ourselves with some hero or heroine, and then becoming all caught up, feeling, oh, you know, Romeo's. He's going to get Juliet. Oh, how horrible. Romeo has been hurt. So even our imaginations, we have to stop creating either this drama that we're in now or illusory dramas that we just create in the mind. Because we don't like this drama, therefore we create some fictional drama and live in it. Yes.
The material energy can be used in Krishna's interest. Can that also includes the inferior modes?
You can use everything in Krishna's service. But then there won't be inferior modes. You can dream of Krishna. But then you won't be really in the darkness of ignorance anymore. And we're trying to get out of ignorance and passion by purifying them, by spiritualizing them. And then they no longer ignorance and passion anymore. They're a spiritual energy. So you can't go around in the mode of ignorance, depressed, unclean, and chant Hare Krishna and think, I'm doing this for Krishna. Reason why I don't take a shower, reason why I eat all kinds of garbage is because it's service to Krishna. So there's emotional service in the mode of ignorance. As Kapila Devi says, a separatist mentality, devotional service in the mode of passion, wanting to become prominent in some way, in the mode of goodness, in a regulated way. But ultimately we want service out of love for Krishna. Which means one doesn't feel separated from Krishna's interest, nor is there ulterior motives for rendering it, nor are we just doing it out of regulation, we're doing it spontaneously to please Krishna out of love. So, nice being here. Thank you very much. We hope that comes to program regularly, and hopefully the devotees become inspired to not only to preach to themselves, to preach to each other, but also to try to expand in some way the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Then we won't get bored. It'll become exciting, and we'll have some hope that we're actually making some progress. So, nice being here. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavat Tan Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.
Jagadananda Maharaj Ki Jai.